What to do if your dog's nail has ripped off? Introduction to what to do if your dog's nail has ripped off? Your puppy could be licking the blood of his wounded paw or limping around on three legs if a nail got ripped off. Don't panic, help is on the way. If you have been following the steps outlined in this blog for puppy care, your puppy's nails should not have been allowed to become too long. Long nails can cause the nail to rip or come off. If you own a puppy, you know that they are just like children but smaller. And just like children, puppies sometimes need a little help. In some cases, this can mean clipping their nails. If you don't want to do this yourself, you can leave the tricky task to a groomer, or you can attempt the difficult task yourself. Realizing your dog's nail has ripped off can send you into a tailspin. Upon seeing the blood and your cutie in pain, your first impulse may be rushing to an animal hospital. Still, try not to panic. Canines of all ages are prone to this type of calamity. Since it's so common, vets have outlined an orderly way to take charge of the situation. In many cases, you can treat a damaged claw at home. It depends on the nail's location, position, and how much is severed. Here's how to respond when your dog rips a claw to ensure its healing and recovery. Pinpointing the hurt claw. Toenail. Based on your dog's body language, the site of the torn nail may be evident. If not, start your evaluation by checking each paw, including the webbing and between the toes. Then, examine each toenail. Pay special attention to the nail bed, the part where the nail meets the toe. Push back any fur obstructing your view, looking for nail bed cracks. Dew claw. If the toenails look fine, assess the dew claws. If this term is unfamiliar, dew claws are accessory nails. All dogs have an extra claw on each front leg. In some pups, it projects from the inner ankle. In others, it protrudes above the front paw. Some dog breeds also have hind dew claws, including double nails. A healthy dew claw has a smooth surface and uniform color. Dew claw functions. While these appendages look odd, they can be handy for your dog. Front dew claws have various practical purposes. Stability, after swimming, when a dog transitions from water to land. Balance, when your pup treads uneven surfaces. Grooming, helps with personal hygiene. Gripping, aids grasping and chewing toys and bones. Traction, for better footing on slippery surfaces. Hind dew claws were valuable for your dog's ancestors. Originally, canines had cat-like behavior, using their hind dew claws to climb trees. However, with canine evolution, the nails became obsolete. Unlike canine toenails, dew claws are loosely attached, making them more susceptible to trauma. Symptoms of dew claw injury. Whether your dog has an injured toenail or dew claw, the distress signals are identical. Holding up the hurt paw. Limping. Licking the site of injury. Red or swollen nail tissue. Bleeding. Types of canine nail damage. Generally, a ripped nail falls into three categories. Completely detached and bleeding. Broken or split but loosely attached. Broken or cracked but well attached. The most severe injury is a broken nail that's firmly attached. Gauging a mild injury. Well, the first step is seeing if the break involves the nail quick. This term means the shaded part inside the nail, closest to your dog's body. The quick is living tissue, housing a blood vessel and nerve. If your dog has light-colored nails, you'll see a pink area within each one. That's quick. Does your dog have dark nails? If so, their quicks are gray. To find them, examine the claws under bright light. Now that you've located the nail quickly, you can proceed to the next step. Home treatment should be feasible if the break in the nail occurs before the quick. The claw has completely broken off, accompanied by mild bleeding. A torn dew claw is loosely attached, and bleeding is minimal. Approaching your pet. If your dog is very sore, they may resist your help. Behaviors vary, according to a pup's temperament. Some pets withdraw, whimper, or cower, while others may growl or bite. If you fear getting nipped, apply a muzzle if you have one. Or, to relax your pup, consider giving a dose of our herbal formula, All Natural Tranquility. The oral drops are non-sedating and easy to dispense. Also, ask another adult to help you, preferably someone your cutie trusts. Note that if the pain keeps your pup from cooperating, you must bring them to a vet. Toenail or broken dew claw treatment. Preparation. First, gather the necessary supplies as follows. Styptic pencil or powder. Gauze and cotton balls. Blanket and clean cotton sock. Bandage and first aid tape. Sterilized nail clipper. Petsafe antiseptic. To sterilize the nail clipper, swipe it with gauze soaked in rubbing alcohol. If your pup won't tolerate a bandage, they may accept a comfy sock as wound protection. If you don't have a styptic pencil, you can stop bleeding with a paste made of cornstarch, flour, or baking soda. Just mix the powdery material with water to form a thick glob. Note that you must use a pet nail trimmer versus the human type. The best design for dew claws is the guillotine. I know, this term sounds awful, like you're executing the nails. Still, human nail clippers aren't strong enough to trim canine nails. If you don't have a pet nail clipper, don't risk a catastrophe. Instead, bring your precious dog to a vet. But, if you have all the right supplies, here's what to do. Procedure. 1. Have your helper stabilize your dog by hugging them or wrapping them in a blanket. 2. Halt any bleeding. Apply gauze to the wound, pressing firmly for 10 minutes. Meanwhile, speak to your pup reassuringly. If bleeding continues, dab the wound with styptic or the paste you made, using a cotton ball. 3. Regarding a dew claw, does it hanging loosely, like a wiggly baby tooth? If so, using your fingers, remove the claw with a quick pull. If you leave the nail, your dog may snag it, and you'll be treating another injury. If yanking the dew claw prompts more bleeding, apply gauze and styptic, or your clotting paste. 4. Clean the injured site with a PetSafe antiseptic product. We suggest using our all-natural itchy skin and wound care spray. It will relieve your dog's pain by numbing the torn tissue. Plus, it will help to thwart infection. 5. Apply a bandage to the wound, affixing it with first aid tape. Avoid wrapping the area tightly, as this will cut off your dog's blood supply. If your cutie tries to remove the bandage, replace it with the cotton sock, securing it with first aid tape. 6. If a bloody stump of tissue remains, take your dog to a vet for assessment. Also, get prompt medical care if your dog's pain lingers beyond a day. Furthermore, if their nails look weak or otherwise abnormal, obtain a vet's diagnosis and treatment. 7. Change the bandage or sock daily until the wound heals. Veterinary care. These conditions require urgent medical treatment. Your dog is frantic with pain. The broken nail involves the quick. Bleeding is profuse or uncontrollable. The nail tissue is shredded. The broken claw is cracked or well attached. The wound is infected. You can't tell if the damage is severe. Don't delay veterinary care if the gash is infected. Red flags include pus, redness, swelling, nail discoloration, or a foul odor. In addition, your dog may lick the wound repeatedly. For the drive to the animal hospital, wrap the involved foot in a soft towel, immobilizing it. At the hospital, the doctor may sedate your pup to evaluate the nail and wound. For a severe infection, spreading to nearby tissue, the doctor might inject an antibiotic. For aftercare, the doctor may prescribe antibiotic cream, an oral antibiotic, or medicated bandages. Before leaving, ask the vet if you can also treat the infection with paw soaks. They can soothe the inflamed tissue. Home remedies for dew claw or toenail infection. Never treat an infection with home remedies without a vet's approval. I know I'm harping on this point, but here's why. If the germs survive, they can invade and destroy your dog's bone tissue. So, with a nod from your vet, here are two types of paw soaks you can try. Apple cider vinegar treatment. Apple cider vinegar consists of fermented apples, having antibacterial and antifungal properties. The most effective type is raw apple cider vinegar, sold by supermarkets, natural food stores, and online. Using a shallow tub, mix a 50/50 solution of warm water and apple cider vinegar, ACV.